All right. Sri Damodarashtaka, found in the Padma Purana of Krishna Dwaipayana Vyas. It is spoken by Satyavrata Muni in a conversation with Narada Muni and Shaunaka Rishi. In the month of Kartik, one should worship Lord Damodar. Everybody say Damodar. And daily recite the prayer known as Damodarashtaka, which was spoken by sage Satyavrata and which attracts Lord Damodar. Are we ready? Let's hear that note.
Namamishwaram Sachit Anandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Rajamanam.
Namamishwaram Sachit Anandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Rajamanam.
Yashoda Vyoluka Ladhavamanam Paramrishtam Adyanta Todrutya Gopya.
To the Supreme Lord, whose form embodies eternity, knowledge, and bliss, whose earrings swing to and fro, who shines beautifully in Gokula, who quickly ran from the grinding mortar in fear of Mother Yashoda, and who was caught from behind by her because she ran faster than he. To that Supreme Lord, what's his name? Sri Damodar. I offer my humble obeisances. Let's go to the next verse. Very good, Hiran. I like playing with you.
Rudantang mahur netra yugmam rijantang karam hoja yugmena satanka netram. Muhuswasa kampa Tri Re Kanka Kanta Stita Grivam Damodaram Bhakti Bad Ham
Pati Regana Sita Damodaram Bhakti Badam
Muhusvasa Kampa Tri Re Kanka Kanta Stita Grivam Damodaram Bhakti Bad Ham.
Upon seeing his mother's stick in her hand, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful, and his quick breathing shook the strand of pearls on his neck, which bears three lines like a conchel. To that Supreme Lord, what's his name? Sri Damodar, who his belly is bound with the ropes of his mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisances. And that is one of the major, most important items of this Leela. Everybody say Bhakti Badham. That no rope can tie up Krishna. Krishna, later on, we will hear that Krishna's name is Ananta. Everybody say. So how can you tie up the unlimited? And indeed, the Leela showed that no matter how much rope Yashoda added, how short was it? Two fingers, no matter how. And the commentators say that even if you had brought all the rope in the universe, it still would have been two fingers too short. But as the Shukadeva Goswami explains, when Yashoda became frustrated, when she became flabbergasted, When she gave up, then Krishna allowed himself to be tied up. So as the song says, only tied up by the ropes of affection, not any other kind of ropes. Iti drikswa lila vir ananda kunde swagoshani majantam akyapayantam. Tadiyeshi tagishu bhaktaji tatvam punak prematastam shatta vritti bande
bhaktaye nara
with these super excellent childhood pastimes. Lord Krishna drowned the residents of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. In this way, he declared to those absorbed in knowledge of his majesty and opulence, quote, I am conquered only by my pure loving devotees. So Krishna's name, that means he's unconquerable, Ajita. Everybody say. So the only way you can conquer him is by becoming a pure devotee. Pure devotee means no desire for anything material, gross, or subtle. No desire for even liberation. The devotee simply wants to render unmotivated service to Krishna life after life. With great love, I again offer my obeisances to Sri hundreds and hundreds of times. Badang deva moksham na moksha vading ba na chanyang rinne hung vare shatta piha. Dang deva purnatha gopala balam sadame manas yavi rastam him anyai. O Lord, although you can award all kinds of benedictions, I pray to you neither for the boon of impersonal liberation, nor for the highest liberation of eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor for any other kind of boon. O Lord, I simply wish that this form of yours as Bala Gopala, everybody please say, in Vrindavan may ever be manifest in my heart, for what use do I have for any other boon besides this? So this verse shows us how elevated is this devotee singing this song. Doesn't want anything but this constant vision of Krishna as Bala Gopal. Idang te mukam bojam adyanta nilaya ritam kuntalai snigdha raktaischa gopya. Muhuschumbitang bimba raktadarangme manasya virastam alam laksha lab hai. O Lord, again and again, Mother Yashoda kisses your lotus face. So this is why in this chapter of Bhagavatam, where this pastime is described, Shukadeva Goswami describes Yashoda as Vimukti, special kind of liberation. Actually, unique. And Shukadev goes on to say that Yashoda is more exalted than Shiva, Brahma, Lakshmi. Why? Right here. Again and again, Yashoda kisses Krishna's lotus face. That is her prerogative as Krishna's mother, as I have said many, many times. Nobody can become Mother Yashoda. You can become Indra, you can become President of the United States, you can become Brahma, but Yashoda, no applications being accepted. The position is fulfilled. She has Vimukti. She gets to kiss Krishna's lotus face again and again. And in the Leela, the way it started off, she gets to feed Krishna her breast milk. So, which is framed, lotus face, framed by locks of soft black hair. So just see how fortunate we are that we have detailed information about God. Only in these Vedic scriptures will you get such detailed information about God. This is what I like myself, why I'm so attractive to Bhagavatam and the other Vaishnava scriptures. You get detailed information about God. Tinged with red and beautified by your lips, also colored red like the bimba fruit. May this vision of your lotus face be ever manifest in my heart. Thousands and thousands of other benedictions are of no use to me. So this is a good explanation of a verse in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, also in chapter 6, that when you reach this stage of pure Krishna consciousness, you become indifferent to anything that you've heard and anything that is to be heard. You don't have no interest. This author of the song is not interested in any other ashirvad. Just wants to always be in meditation on this beautiful face of Govinda, Damodar. Namo Deva Damo Darananta Vishnu Prasida Prabhatuka Jalabhi Magnam. Kripa Drishti Vrishyati Dinam Vatanu Vrihanesha Mam Agyam Edyak Shigrishya. So in this verse, the author understands something that Yashoda does not understand. Yashoda is in yoga maya. She is in a spiritual illusion. She is unaware that Krishna is, like it said in the beginning, Namamishwaram. Yashoda does not think that Krishna is God. She is under this spiritual illusion where she only can think of Krishna as her child, as her baby, and her being his mother. But the author of this song is aware, just like Kunti. When Kunti was offering her prayers, she's Krishna's aunt, but she's aware of Krishna's position as God. And this was also pointed out in the second canto when Lord Brahma is explaining to Narada. And also this point is brought out in Kunti's prayers, how she's bewildered because she mentions this Damodar Leela. She is bewildered. But the author says, O Supreme Godhead. That's why that verse in the Bhagavatam, Krishnastu Bhagavan Svayam, that Krishna is the God of all other gods, but tak parataram na anyat. There's no one equal to Krishna, no one superior to Krishna. O Supreme Godhead, I offer my obeisances unto you, Damodar, because he is tied up around the waist by his mother. O Ananta, he's unlimited. O Vishnu, all-pervading. Vishnu, all-pervading. O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. Shower me with your merciful glance and deliver this poor, ignorant fool. So this is right in line with Lord Chaitanya. Before God, one should feel oneself meek and humble, as he says here, this poor, ignorant fool, immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows, and kindly become visible to my eyes. Just like we sing during the 2 weeks during the Rath Yatra, Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume, kindly be visible unto me. Kuveratma Jobada Mutyai Vayat Bhat Twaya Mochi Tao Bhakti Bhajao Kri Tao Cha.
Kuveratma Jobada Mutyai Vayat Bhat Twaya Mochi Tao Bhakti Bhajao Kri Tao Cha.
Tata Prema Bhakti Sukhang Me Prayachya Na Mokshe Graho Mesti Damodareha.
So, along with this Damodar pastime, another pastime is linked. Because after Krishna allowed and agreed to be tied up, Mother Yashoda went to do household chores. So even if you're the mother of God, you still have work to do. You don't get a vacation. Mother of God also has to work. So Krishna, tied up to the grinding mortar, is thinking to himself, my mother thinks that I can now not do any mischief because I'm tied up. I'm going to do more mischief. And he looks into the courtyard and he sees in the courtyard two big trees, Yamala Arjuna trees. And because Krishna is God, he knows, oh yes, those two trees are the two sons of Kuvera, Nalakuvara and Manigriva. But I have nothing to do with them. But Narada wants me to deliver them. But notice Krishna said, I have nothing to do with them. But Narada wants me to deliver them. That's why Krishna broke down the two trees. And when Nalakuvara and Manigriva came out and offered their prayers, very interesting what Krishna said. Krishna didn't say, it's very fortunate that you have seen me. No. Krishna said, the only reason you were delivered was because of Narada. And he said that seeing someone like Narada is like seeing the sun. So whenever I remember this pastime, what Krishna said, that the only reason you were delivered was because of Narada. And then Krishna told Nalakuvara and Manigriva, you are very fortunate to have been blessed by Narada. What do I think? The only reason I'm still alive is because of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. You agree? Jai. If if I'm to be delivered, it is only because of my spiritual master, not any other reason. Therefore, I am eternally indebted to my spiritual master. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Kariya Aikya Anana Karina Mahi Ash. I simply want to hear the words emanating from the lotus mouth of my spiritual master. O Lord Dharmadhar, as a baby tied to a grinding mortar, you delivered Kuvera's two sons from the curse of Narada and made them into great devotees. In the same way, please give me pure loving devotion for you. Same thing Lord Chaitanya says. Bhavatat bhaktir ahoituki twayi. This is the pure devotional platform. The pure devotional platform is, I don't want anything except more service. Are you going to go to your boss tomorrow? Oh boss, I don't want a raise. I want more work. Please boss, I have pure loving devotion for you. So I'm going to work for free. You just give me more work, please. Give me more work. Nobody's going to do that. But you would do that if you were working for Krishna. When you are a pure devotee, that is your aspiration. Otherwise, why are we chanting Hare Krishna? That's why if you're a temple manager, right? If say you're a temple leader, a temple manager, this is the logic what you could do. Prabhu, we need you to do this service. Oh, Prabhu, I can't. And then why are you chanting? You're chanting, what are you asking for? Service. Then the service comes. No, I don't want it. Yeah, something's not right. Anyway, let's continue. Please give me pure loving devotion for you. I long for this alone and have no desire for any kind of liberation. So, 2-3 times he has denigrated liberation. I don't want liberation. He doesn't even want Vaikuntha. This is an amazing song. He doesn't even want Vaikuntha. Unbelievable. Namaste stu namne swaradipti tamne twadiyodarayata vishvasya damne. Namo Radhikaya Twadiya Priyaya Namo Nantalilaya Devaya Tubhyam. Namo Radhikaya Namo Radhikaya. Namo Radhikaya, Namo Radhikaya. O Lord Dharmadhar, obeisances unto the brilliantly effulgent rope binding your belly. So, as soon as that rope got attached to Krishna's body, it became effulgent. See, it happens if you touch Krishna. Obeisances to your belly, the abode of the entire universe. He's referring to Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu. The universe is there. Obeisances unto your dear most beloved. See, this is significant. Just like you're a person, so you have particular tastes. And you have particular interests. And you also have a beloved. Your beloved is not the same as my beloved. Otherwise, don't go home tonight. So everybody has a beloved. Everybody has particular tastes and interests. Even there was that incident with Lord Chaitanya, how he knew all the devotees what prasadam preps they liked, and those were the ones he gave them. Because everybody has tastes, different tastes. Some people like salty, some people like sweet and sour, some people like sweets, some people like sabji, some people like Everybody has different tastes. I like Indian taste. I like Indian taste. Whether it be South, Gujarati, Bengali, Punjabi, Bihari. Yes, everybody has different tastes. So God is a person, is he not? So is he not entitled to his own dear most beloved? Just like, although you have your dear most beloved, still you are loving and friendly to others, yes? But for your dear most beloved, you give special, like your grandchildren, right? Nobody is going to fault you. You're nice to everybody, right? But if somebody sees, hey, he's a little too affectionate to his grandchildren, anybody going to do that? No. So Krishna also, he's equal. We learned that from Bhagavad Gita, Samaham Sarvabhuteshu. He's equal. But is there any fault on Krishna if he calls Radharani his beloved? No. So that's why this is that God has his own beloved, Srimati Radharani. Again, very specific, detailed, confidential information in these books that we study, Gita, Bhagavatam, and the Vaishnava scriptures. Cherish it and drink it up. And I highly recommend. Nimai Charan is distributing that book of his Guru Maharaj, Vraja Mandala Darshan. I have been reading it. Too good. Too good. Get it. It's only $50. You spend that much more on a phone. Get that book. I've been reading it. It's amazing. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.